Nick and Jake. A nostalgic look back at those halcyon days of the McCarthy era. A journey through literature and history, starring Alan Arkin, Tom Conti, and Ally McGraw. In this episode, Nick Carraway comes to Washington, while Jake Barnes sees a friend off on a journey to uncharted territory.
It was a year unlike any other. On January 20th, General Dwight Eisenhower was sworn in as President of the United States in a ceremony broadcast to 21 million black and white television sets. The hunt for Reds was in full swing, headed up by Joseph McCarthy in the U.S. Senate. In June, convicted atomic spies Julius and Ethel Rosenberg died in the electric chair. The prosecution had been spearheaded by an ambitious young lawyer named Roy Cohn, who was now chief counsel for Senator McCarthy's committee. Cohn and his friend G. David Shine left for Europe on a book banning junket through American government libraries abroad. When Shine was drafted later that year, Cohn's threats to retaliate by exposing the army as riddled with Reds eventually led to McCarthy's condemnation by the Senate. Two of Eisenhower's chief advisors made anti-communism their personal crusade. John Foster Dulles was named Secretary of State, while across town his brother Alan was sworn in as the first civilian director of the fledgling Central Intelligence Agency. Among its accomplishments were the subsidizing of cultural organizations, including the creation of the international leftist journal Encounter, edited by a former City College Trotskyite named Irving Kristol, later a founder of neoconservatism, and British poet Stephen Spender. More significant, the CIA instituted a policy of nation-building, orchestrating the overthrow of the democratically elected governments of reformers Jacobo Arbenz in Guatemala and Mohammad Mossadegh in Iran. It was a year for scientific miracles. Dr. Jonas Salk created a vaccine against polio. And in Denmark, Dr. Christian Hamburger performed the world's first sex change operation on a young American GI named George Jorgensen. This story from that eventful year casts a wide net over characters and events, both fact and fiction. At the center of the action are a couple of characters who made their way from the 1920s and meet here for the first time. Nicholas Carraway, Republican functionary and one-time novelist, and Jacob Barnes, expatriate newsman. These gentlemen were previously thought to be creations of a couple of writers named F. Scott Fitzgerald and Ernest Hemingway, but it is revealed here for the first time that Nick and Jake are real figures. Fitzgerald and Hemingway never existed. That's our story, and we're sticking to it.
Nicholas Carraway, Department of State, Washington, D.C. To Mr. Jacob Barnes, Paris Herald Tribune, 38 Rue de Berry, Paris 16E, France, January 26, 1953. Dear Mr. Barnes, we have not met, but I'm a great admirer of yours. I'm an avid reader of your byline in the Trib, and one of the treasured books in my library is your memoir of Paris in the 20s, A Lost Generation. It is clear to me that you have a greater understanding than most Americans of Europe and of France in particular. From your vantage point, you will see the urgent need, in a world still recovering from the wounds of war, of spreading abroad the good news of American ideals, American values, and American progress. We showed the world our might in the armed conflict. Now, with the architect of that victory leading from the White House, we must seize the opportunity to show the world our compassion, our moral compass, our democratic ideals, and the beacon of hope that shines from Lady Liberty's torch. I'm hoping that you can assist me in gathering some information that may prove helpful to your country. There is, as you know, a bit of hysteria in Washington these days over the influence of international communism in U.S. libraries abroad. You and I are men of the world. We know how damaging this sort of heavy-handed Puritan zeal can be to American prestige abroad when it gets out of hand. I wonder if you can help me by compiling an informal list of books in embassy libraries that might be considered objectionable, so that we can make a few timely removals and defuse the situation before it gets embarrassing. I realize this is an imposition, but I hope you will see the merit in this kind of preemptive strike. Very truly yours, Nicholas Carraway, Assistant Under Secretary of State for European Affairs.
From Jacob Barnes, Paris Herald Tribune, 38 Rue de Berry, Paris 16, France. To Nicholas Carraway, Assistant Undersecretary of State for European Affairs, Department of State, Washington, D.C. January 29, 1953. Dear Mr. Carraway, I would sooner swim the Marne. Yours truly, Jake Barnes. From Jake Barnes, 1 Rue de Fleurus, Paris 6, France. To Mr. George Jorgensen, Royal Hospital, Copenhagen, Denmark, January 29th. George, good luck with the operation. Me? It's a damn interesting suggestion, but no thanks. I am sitting here in the Closerie de Lila, watching some Bryn Mawr girls get drunk on white wine and what unscrupulous restaurateurs assure them is absinthe, imagining themselves in the fairy tales their fairy college professors told them. I, too, am doing my damnedest to get a drunk on, thanks to your proposal. Gives me the willies to think about it. Please, I already gave it the office. Not that I haven't been tempted to make some changes in my life. When Brett went to Nepal last year, I kept thinking I was the one who should become a goddamn Buddhist monk and disappear from the world. I sometimes wish I'd written the novel about her I wanted to write, instead of pissing it away on that history of Paris in the 20s, a lost generation. You know, I told the whole story of her and me and Robert Cohn and that damn bullfighter to a bartender one night around 2 in the morning. The son of a bitch pretended to be interested, but he was probably really hoping I'd shut the hell up so he could close up and go back to a clean, well-lighted room. Must have sounded like a bunch of nada to him, but it was fine and true, and the next day it was gone and I had nothing to show for it but the hangover. And then I walked into the Creon bar that night and met you, and I thought, now, there's one hell of a novel just begging to be written. Watch out for writers, Georgie, my girl. We'll eat you alive and suck the marrow from your bones. That at least is our intention. Sometimes I even disgust myself, but writing is a goddamn disease. Anyway, Brett was all right. And you're all right, George. You're a swell guy, and I guess this may be the last time I'll be able to say that. And me? Fuck it. I guess I'll wait for the day they can sew the goddamn thing back on. What about yours? You won't be using it. Yours always, Jake.
Nick and Jake was written and directed by Jonathan Richards and Tad Richards, with music by Dave Grusin. Featured in the cast were Alan Arkin as Jake Barnes, Tom Conti as Nick Carraway, and India Richards with The Story of 1953. Tune in next time to hear Nick say,
"Dear Mr. Barnes, the Marne can be pretty damn chilly at this time of year. Let's see if we can't find another way."